Esther fought for the holiday of Purim to be established for generations. The whole reason why we commemorate Purim is because Esther fought for it. It says in Gemara Megillah, Shalchalam Esther l'chachamim, Esther sent to all the sages at the time, Kivuni l'dairis, I want you to establish me for generations. I want this story to be written down, commemorated, celebrated forever. And Rashi says, L'yomtav, l'kriya, l'yais, l'lashem. I want it to be a yomtav, a chag. I want every single word of the Megillah to be written, read, and listened to. And even more so, the confusing words, l'yais, l'lashem. I want you to make me a name. And the question is, why? Was Esther so arrogant that it was all about her? The whole point of the Megillah, she's saying, I want this story to be publicized, and I want everyone to know that it was a me. That's why it's called Megillas Esther, not Esther Mordechai. Because even though Mordechai did help write the Megillah, Esther was the one that fought for it. It's not like Hanukkah, where some people read the story of Antiochus, Megillas Antiochus, and some don't. No, Esther fought for it to be part of the canon. She fought for it to be part of the Tanakh. It's the last book of the Tanakh. To the point that if you don't hear one word in the Megillah, you have to hear it all over again. Esther fought for this holiday. And not just some fought for the Megillah. She wanted it. Why? She says very clearly, Kivuni Ladaris, I want you to establish me. I want the future generations to remember me. And I want them to make me a name. So there's one day there'll be little girls dressed up as me thousands of years later. And the question is why? Why was Esther so obsessed with people knowing about her and her story? And the question is even stronger. The Megillah, in some ways, doesn't mention God's name at all. Was it all about Esther, or was it all about God? Hashem was the one that took us out of this horrible situation. The Jewish people were at the helm of genocide, in the hands of Haman. They were all going to be destroyed. And Hashem was the one that, through crazy events, Esther happened to be chosen as the queen, and Esther happened to be, it was all from God. The whole story is miraculous. One of the greatest stories of all time. And yet, Hashem's name is completely not mentioned in the Megillah. That's also strange. So let's try and understand what is going on in this Purim story. Before we do that, we have to backtrack. The Gemara Cholin says, Esther min haTorah min ayin. Where do we have Esther's name in the Torah? Where's Esther? Because every single thing in the Nach is sourced in the five books of Torah. V'anochi haster aster. Hashem says, and I completely hide myself. Esther, from the word hester, completely hidden. Esther represents when things are so dark and you can't get through and life is so hard and you don't see God. It's like, where is Hashem? It's so difficult to see. And we can see that in the story of Esther. Esther is a victim in this terrible circumstance where a beautiful Jewish girl is stuck in a harem, stuck in a brothel, and is forced to be married to an evil king. And you would think, it's like, it's the most degrading, horrible thing for someone to be forced in a relationship that they don't want to be in. And what happens when the whole story unfolds and Esther is forced to be in the situation and the Jewish people are essentially going to be killed on the 13th of Adar? Mordechai comes to Esther and tells Esther, Ki im ha-charish ta-charishi ba'is ha-zais. You can be quiet or not do anything. Esther's like, I can't go to the king, he'll kill me. This was a relationship where the king called Esther, did whatever she wanted to her, whenever he pleased. But she couldn't go and ask for things. And be like, it wasn't like a conventional husband-wife relationship. Remember, Vashti was killed because she had an opinion. She had a voice. And Esther's like, are you crazy? You think I'm going to go speak to the king? Like, there's no me speaking. This is not like a loving relationship. This is an evil man, and I am his wife, but I'm a slave to him. And Mordechai says, no problem. Ki im ha-charish ta-charishi. You don't have to say anything. You can be quiet and silent. Eis ha-zois, right now. Don't worry, the Jewish people are going to be saved. There's going to be abundant salvation, but it's not going to come from you. Mordechai had such trust and belief. The Jewish people are going to get out of the situation no matter what. Whether Esther was the one that got them out of the situation or not, Mordechai said, no problem. You're just going to miss out. Some of the most powerful words in the Megillah. Who knows that maybe for this reason, all the pain, all the suffering, everything they've experienced all this time, who knows if whether that all this reason that you became queen, all this craziness that happened to you, the fact that Achashverosh chose Esther out of everyone, for this reason, for this moment in time, you became queen. So powerful. You never know Sometimes you're like, why life is so hard? I don't get it. Why is all this happening to me? There's a moment in life where you're like, oh, I bless us that we all have that. Oh, this is the reason why I am here. Remember, Esther represents that darkness when you don't know. And here, Mordechai's telling her, no problem. And remember, they had so much to lose. Listen, how crazy it is. She repeats to him, she tells him, fine, okay, if you insist, then I will listen to you. Then I'll go to the king like it's not conventional. One of the saddest words of the Megillah. We read it in the tone of Eicha, in the tone of mourning. And if I lose, I lose. Basically, she says two times, avadati, I've lost. The first time I've lost is over here where she says, I lost my base Abba. I lost my parents at a really young age and I came to you. I was an orphan. And now I will be ani asura lcha. And now I am prohibited to you. Esther was the one that was going to lose out because this whole time it was considered that Achashverosh, that she was really, the Midrash says that she was married to Mordechai. And the whole reason, and she continued being with Mordechai this whole time in secret. But because Achashverosh was essentially raping her, she wasn't in control of this relationship. She was forced to be with him. The second she goes to the king's chambers, she can never be with Mordechai ever again. She's saying, I have everything to lose by going to see the king right now. The one thing I have in my life, you, I have to continue being with this man for the rest of my life alone. I have everything to lose. And what happens? It's so sad. The Gemara tells us, when Esther was standing in the most intimate chambers of the king, Amar Rabbi Levi, Kevan she'agiyah le'beis hatzalmim v'nistalka haymena ha'shchina. When she was standing in the Beis Hatzlamim, she was sitting in the cell like at Salem. When she was standing there in this pagan home, all of a sudden the Shechina left her. And she calls out, Li'eli, lama azavtani, Hashem, Hashem, why are you leaving me? She felt like God, even though so insane. Esther was the one who was in this horrible relationship with this guy that essentially was forcing himself on her all these years. Now she's going to lose her relationship with Mordechai. She is essentially going. Why is she going? To save the Jewish people. She's losing everything. She's the one that has the most at stake here. She's going to lose everything. And she gets there. And when she's in the inner chamber, she feels like Hashem just leaves her. It's silent. She's alone. And the Shechina leaves and she calls out, Hashem, Hashem, why are you leaving me? Why are you judging the person that does something unintentionally as if it's intentional? She felt like Hashem was actually leaving her when she was in this intimate situation with Achashverosh. That Hashem is judging her like someone who is, you're judging me as someone who is going willingly to be with him, not like someone who is raped. Why are you leaving me? You should be with me right now. I'm in this situation because I'm trying to save the Jewish people. In the 1800s, Tzedakah Kohen from Lublin writes the most beautiful words that really put everything in perspective. Because if you think about it, this is Esther's story. And we know so often people don't want to say their stories. And Esther was the one that said, Kivuni l'dayreis. I want you to remember my story. Liyasli, I want everyone to remember my name. Esther. The one that Esther means hidden. The one that was connected, that found some sort of a connection to Hashem when things were so dark. And Tzedakah Kohen says, Purim, why is the whole story of Purim is Esther's story. Esther is all alone. Esther is the one, she represents the relationship that we have with the Jewish people. Purim is a covenant between the Jewish people and Hashem. Because what happens at a time, Be'ez Ha'helem Va'hester, when things are so dark, Ba'am Ke'libam Tzvokim Ba'Hashem Yisparach, the Jewish people are constantly connected to Hashem no matter what. And that is why one of the seven mitzvahs of Purim is to get intoxicated, to get drunk. We have to get to the point that we don't know the difference between blessed is Mordechai and cursed is Haman. It's the Jewish people are beyond, we have to get to the point where it's beyond rational. The Jewish people's connection with Hashem is beyond rationale. And we see that. It's the craziest thing. But I know I said this already, but when Rachel Goldberg Poland was interviewed in Australia and they asked her, when do you feel closest to God? She said, when I found out Hirsch was killed, it was so unbelievable. It was so beyond rational. It made no sense. My son went to a party and then he was a hostage, and then he was killed. It made no sense at that moment, at that point. I was like, this is Hashem. I felt closer to God than I ever felt in my whole entire life. That's the Jewish people. We're connected so deeply to Hashem when it's so dark. And this is what Esther was saying. And this is the holiday that can never be taken away when Mashiach comes. We are still going to celebrate Purim. Purim is like Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim. It's a holiday that we celebrate that no matter what, we have a connection to Hashem. And this is just my side point. But like, if you think about Purim, Purim is like considered like Yom Kippur, but we celebrate it through alcohol, through having fun. And like the things that go down on Purim are perhaps like the most wild things that go down the whole year on Purim. And yet, Jewish people connect to Hashem no matter what, even in the most darkest of places. We feel connected to God. It doesn't matter. And that's why she said, Kivuni Ladiris, I want you to remember this for generations. This is even crazier, she says, that when Esther says that the whole idea of Purim, when the Jewish people, when they're in the darkest, in the most filthy of places, when things are most dark, they're there is nothing that can separate us from Hashem. That's what Esther represents. The story of Esther represents the fact when things are so dark and so hard and so not rational and things don't make sense, there is nothing in the world that can separate us from Hashem. Esther, a victim, married to a non-Jew, lived in brothels, was raped by her husband, by her king, by an evil king that wanted to murder her whole family. And yet, Esther was the one that embodied that connection with Hashem. That even in the darkest of places, know that Hashem is always with you. Whoa. That there is nothing that can take us away from the power that we have with God. That no matter what, Esther was connected to Hashem. There was no Jew. There was nothing you could possibly do that says, no, you are disconnected from God. That Hashem is always with us in the darkest of places. And that is what the story of Purim represents. Esther was saying over here, Kivuni Ladiris, I want you to establish me forever, forever and ever. And Esther was a tzaddikah. Esther was a holy woman. And Hashem was with her. Hashem reconnected to her and said, you know what? I'm going to help you. I'm going to save you. And Hashem saved her from the darkest of situations. And she successfully was able to save the Jewish people. And that's the story of Esther. Esther says, this is going to be part of the Tanakh. Oh, doesn't sound so nice. Story doesn't sound so perfect. Doesn't seem so holy. I want everyone to remember that I came from the darkest of places and I represent the story and the connection that we have with Hashem. My story represents the Jewish people. That you know what? Life is really dark sometimes. We can't see Hashem. It's like the Purim story sometimes. Hashem, I can't see you. And terrible things happened to Jewish women not so long ago, and terrible things are still happening to Jewish women. And it's like, I don't understand, Hashem. How could you do this? Soldiers, chayalot, that were literally fighting for the Jewish people, Hashem took them and put them as hostage with these terrible people. And like, Hashem, why would you do that? They're doing that to serve your country, to protect your people. Hashem, why would you do that? Terrible things happened. No matter what, the story of Purim reminds us that even in the darkest of places, Hashem is with us no matter what. Esther wanted everyone to remember that story. There's nothing so dark and nothing so terrible. No one's ever bad. Everything that happens to you is part of the journey. That's the story of Purim. Esther says, I'm not covering this up. Some people have terrible stories that happen to them. They don't anyone to know. Esther says, I want everyone to know. I want everyone to celebrate this holiday. Celebrate how I got out of this situation. The truth is, Esther didn't have a happy ending. That's what hurts. Esther had to stay with Ahasuerus all her life. She had a child with Ahasuerus, Daryavesh. But Esther was the one that saved us. And because of Esther, we're here today. And Esther, we will never forget you. L'yaisli l'shem. Your name will be remembered forever. Chag Purim Sameach. Remember, there's nothing too dark. Nothing too terrible. It will always be okay in the end. Purim Sameach.